This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is the last Thursday in January. This is Tune In with Erica, and let's do this. Hello. How great to have your company. I know I say that every Thursday, but I mean it. It is sincere. I love talking to you. I love our get-togethers. One of the main reasons is it makes me think. You know, I can breeze through life as a Libra with my to-do lists. But when I've got to do this show and I think I have to sit with the angels or I have to walk with them, which is what I did today. I did a woodland walk. I said, what do you want me to talk about? What is today about? So, hey, I love getting together with you and I love the fact that it kind of pulls me up in my day, my to-do list, and makes me think about what needs my intention, what needs to be said. I can see so many people coming in the Facebook chat room this morning. Gosh, you're in early. The door is open if you want to come and join us. It is a closed private Facebook group. So it is a very safe place to be. If you would like to join us, go to 1-2 Radio's website, which is 1-2radio.com. If you look at the menu on the left-hand side, one of the options you have there is to chat. Come on in. And I will keep an eye out if I see a request to come in and you haven't joined us before. Well, I will sort that out for you. So let's have a look at the gorgeousness that is in there today. Good morning to Maureen Whitefarner. Good morning to my colleague, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, who is on 1-2 Listen. Good morning to Suzanne Morrissey. Good morning to Renee and to Catherine and to Laura. How lovely to have your company. I'm just going to look at the comments thing as well and do the Facebook dance and turn them all the right way up so I can see good morning to Maureen and to Laura. People asking for messages already. Of course, I can do that. And of course, happy Lunar New Year, as Catherine points out. It is an extraordinary day. We are in the sign of Aquarius, so we've switched signs, and we have a Chinese Lunar New Year. We've gone from dragons to serpents. And one of the things I was going to look at today is, I was talking to people about this yesterday, what does this mean for us? And I have to say, I don't know about your life, but my life, my goodness, it's already begun, because going into Aquarius, it's a very humanitarian sign. It's also a sign of innovation or blue sky thinking or just not fitting into the status quo and wanting to do something different, which can make Aquarians withdraw sometimes. Some people accuse Aquarians sometimes of being very standoffish. I suspect that they don't notice when they're in that mode because their brain is just somewhere else innovating. But usually it's because they just kind of don't quite fit in that moment, and then they realign and they come back in, and they're perfectly lovely. So if you're an Aquarian, please don't think I'm insulting you. It is also the year of the snake, a wood snake. Wood is a very healing element, and of course snakes shed their skin. And we've only been here a day, and I am seeing that happen in my friendship groups. People are leaving one group and going to another, or excusing themselves and saying, I'm overloaded at the moment, I need to take a rest. And then another group has sprung up and said, hey, well, if there's a gap there, why don't we use the time to do this? I mean, it's only a day into Aquarius and the snake, and all of that is happening. So you may find that kind of evolution is going on either in your life, or you may see the broader picture of that it's going on in the world and in politics. And my goodness, I'm not even going to go into politics in the world. I just look at it and I'm trying to step back. I know a lot of my friends here in the UK were doing the same. We're just stepping back and looking at it and thinking, I cannot on a one-to-one personal human basis understand this. I just am mystified by what's going on. But I do think that there is a wider lesson, a wider learning, and I don't know what it is yet, but I'm prepared to stand back and take a look and think, what is the purpose of what's going on in the world at the moment? Because we have this imperative for innovation and humanitarian action. I just think we're all getting given another earth life lesson and living in extraordinary times. And so much has got to change in order to have the new blueprint done by 2032, which is what all the seers are saying. We've got to have this new way of living. And I think it's fair to say, although sad to say, that the greatest movements in human interaction and the social status have quite often happened because of wars, which is a terrible reflection on human beings, really, when you think about it. But think what happened in the Second World War. I mean, women suddenly were working. Things had to innovate. Technology had to innovate because the pressure was on because of the dreadful events. So while I do not wish any more conflict in this world, please, God, Goddess, and all other beings, I do think that what it does is it pushes us, and maybe that explains a lot of what's going on at the moment. I'm just going to leave that one there because I can't do any better with that myself than that. I'm sure you've got your ideas about it, and if you want to tell me in the Facebook chat room, please do. But I was meditating this morning and thinking, for you can't live an unripened life, or how sad it would be to live a life that you lived so safely and carefully that you didn't fully experience things, you didn't have that exhilaration. And I know it's risky sometimes to take a leap of faith or to do something outside your comfort zone, but Aquarius is going to push us to do that. And just think of it like a seed. I mean, when you put a seed in the earth, even if it's been a dried seed for ages and you water it, it bursts. And the opening, it looks catastrophic. The whole thing has exploded. But then there's this beautiful, vulnerable, delicate little green shoot there in the earth. And it does need nurturing at that point. And it's got to put roots down first. It must put its roots down before it pokes its head above the soil. And I think that is also a wonderful metaphor for where we are with this Aquarian new moon and the year of the snake. We must be grounded. We must stay grounded. And I think the way that you stay grounded, for me, again, I was meditating on this the other day, you've got to be grounded in kindness and love in whatever way you can express it, including to yourself, because that's the only thing that's going to get us through this. And it is universal. It doesn't matter what belief system you have, or even if you don't believe in any divinity at all, kindness and love has got to be the root, the bedrock of existence. Otherwise, the whole thing becomes meaningless and difficult and hurtful. So I leave that thought with you as well. What else came to me? Well, the buzzword, I think, that the whole of this year is going to be authenticity. And I know I said this last year, but I was thinking about it. And your authenticity may again be, I'm not going to say changing, because what is authentic is authentic, but it is evolving. Perhaps it's expanding. Perhaps it needs a tweak. What was last year, you now may need to widen. Perhaps you've put the roots down and now you can get that shoot of the new above the soil and be more authentic. So, and we've had the dragon fire last year. We're coming out of the year of the dragon. And, you know, dragons can do a kind of scorched earth policy. They just, you know, blast stuff out of the way. And now we have the snake, and of course the snake is the Ayurvedic staff. It's the healer. You know, sometimes snakes in mythology, particularly in the Bible, have had a bad rap, but then so have dragons had a bad rap as well in mythology. The snake is the symbol of healing. It's also the symbol, of course, of your kundalini energy, which curls. It's said to be like a snake curled at the bottom of your spine. So I think this year is going to be dynamic. I think there's going to be lots of skin shedding. And again, a bit like the seed, when the snake sheds its skin, it is initially very vulnerable, and then it's all shiny and new. I'm beginning a new phase. So I just think that that story, that impetus, that evolution is going to repeat itself time and time again as we go through this calendar year and this lunar year of the snake. So I think I've shared all my thoughts with you there. Let me have a look and just see where I am at. Lovely. Okay, I'm going to start going into the chat room and doing you some readings. I did ask the angels if they would give me a general card reading, because I do appreciate that not everybody can get into the Facebook chat room and, you know, instantly access. And if you can't access, get this show, or you've suddenly got to go, or your internet fails or whatever, of course I will get the show up onto the on-demand system as quickly as I possibly can. So you can always go and listen to it again. But the two cards, and two came out when I asked the angels, what card of the day can we have for you? And interestingly, even though we're in Aquarius, the water carrier, but it's an air sign, two beautiful water cards came up. One of them is my absolute, one of my favorite cards in tarot, and that's the Three of Water, and the other's the Knight of Water. So what I find interesting about this is the Knight of Water, it's about falling in love. It can be wedding proposals, but also it can lead to balance emotions. A knight is a very dynamic personality in tarot. And knights can, you know, wane hot or cold, or go from one extreme to the other. So this card could mean that we're feeling a bit all at sea, or awash with our emotions. And it comes with the Three of Water, which is almost completely the opposite. It's a celebration. Again, the word wedding on here. So perhaps there's a feeling of, in this year, the angels are saying a wedding is a coming together of two separate humans who are still individuals, but they come together in a partnership to create something, a new oneness. A partnership. So maybe that's what we're going to do with our year. I don't think that on these cards the word wedding means literally two humans in front of a priest getting married. I think this is a marriage of minds, or a marriage of perhaps belief systems. That would be nice. But it's something to celebrate. It also is a card to have more fun as well. So perhaps amidst all that's going on, and it will be a dynamic year, just remember that we're also on in Earth school. I mean, if you go to school, you sit in the classroom, but you are allowed to out to play occasionally. And I think Earth school should be exactly the same. We're allowed recess, as I think you call it in America. So let me just tip more comments up the right way and start doing some readings for you in the Facebook chat room. So good morning to Maureen Whitevana, your Libra sister. January was a terrible roller coaster. Yeah, I know you've had a real tough month. I'm really sorry about that. Health problems, emotions, loss. You need something good for February. You'd like a card, please. Okay, let me just clear the deck for you, Maureen. By the way, just a sneak peek. Don't tell anybody. I have written my starscopes. Hallelujah. Actually got them written on time. They won't show up on the front page of One to Listen until Saturday. But if you want to go and take a sneak peek, they are on my website, which is angelhandsheal.com. So you might like to have a look at that for February as well. So Maureen, a card for your day. So let's have a look. What angels would you like? Whoa, that flew out of the deck, to say to Maureen. Okay, two things I think you'll like this, Maureen. One is the Ace of Water. Aces are always good, and given that we have a new year and new lunar year, that makes sense. Again, falling in love, this card. It's a water card, the resurgence of love, spiritual growth, a new home if you're looking to move home. It's about new beginnings. So if you've had such a tough time in January, Maureen, I would say to make your peace with January. It was what it was. Let it go with love and just say thank you. Whatever lessons those were for, and you may not understand the lessons and just think, oh, that was such a month. Just make peace with it, let it go, because then you get this new emotional beginning with February. And it comes with a lovely card, a major arcana card, which again tells me this is going to work for you. It is the Four card in tarot. It's the Emperor. It comes with Archangel Michael, who's really looking pretty determined on this card. This is about organization and structure and logic and leadership. So I think you're going to approach February, Maureen, with a renewed sense of getting a grip on life is the phrase they give me. You know, yes, it's been rough in January and it's knocked you back. It's taken your strength and maybe knocked your confidence a little. So I think you need to make peace with January and approach February back to your lovely, confident Libra self. And I know as a Libra, our scales dip and wave, but most of the time we're in balance. So that's what I would hope for you, Maureen. Laura, good morning to you. You would like a message. Thank you for the lovely picture of the snake. Oh, and your card flew out of the deck. Two major arcana cards for you, Laura. One is the High Priestess, which is interesting because that's our inner world. It's listening to your intuition. It's almost like your inner world is gathering itself together to tell you something, to bring you a message. And I have it then with the six card, the Lovers in tarot, Raphael, the healer. And here we have a snake here, the healing gear. The Lovers, everybody thinks is about romance. It's not. It's usually about choices. It's only about lovers if that's you're asking a question about an intimate relationship. So his advice is to carefully weigh your decisions this month, Laura, and maybe really look carefully behind the scenes. I always say with this card, what brings me least disadvantage? Some things just appear to be like, oh, that's a good idea. But when you look behind the scenes at them, there are maybe other aspects. So what brings you least disadvantage? And if something looks glittering and gold, is it really what it appears to be? Or do I need to dig a little deeper? That's what I would say to you, Laura. Catherine, another lovely snake picture. Happy Lunar New Year to you. Good morning to Suzanne. I'm glad you're with me live today as well. If time permits, you would love a card. You have a doctor's appointment and you would like some help. Any angels to get me through? Well, I would think of the snake because the snake, again, is a healing animal or totem, whatever you prefer, or energy. And Raphael, Archangel Raphael, for sure. So let me just ask, I've cleared the deck. What would be helpful for Suzanne to know? And the card comes out. This is an air card. Air, our thoughts. It's the Eight of Air. My card has unicorns on. So I love this deck because it's got unicorns all over it. This is a card that says we make a situation worse by worrying about it. We are afraid of what we're going to get told. So what would be helpful is Suzanne, is for you to come into a very neutral place before you go for this appointment and just be very open to all the possibilities rather than fearing what you might be told or fearing simply that you might be told something you don't want to hear because you don't know that. You might be told something you do want to hear and that you can do something about. So I hope that will be helpful. It's how you frame your thoughts is going to be helpful to you, Suzanne. Good morning to Becky. Good morning to Renee. Happy New Year of the Wood Snake to you too. Pamela, late but made it. Yay! Well done, Pamela. Happy to be able to listen to you live. I'm happy to have you here. I don't have a comfort zone. Push away, Aquarius. Bring what may. Wonderful. I love that statement. I'm just going to renew this because I can see lots more comments coming and I'm just going to have a quick refresh of this and see what else people have been saying. Bear with me. I can see Lioness in there as well. I am going to get to you as fast as my computer and my mouse and Facebook's dance will permit. So let's have a look. So I know I've spoken to Catherine, I know I've spoken to Zan and Becky and Pamela. Maureen says, I'm going to sage the house today. Absolutely, there's a good idea. Lioness, good morning to you. Happy Lunar New Year to you as well. So I think I've caught up with all the comments. Let me just take a look to see where I am. Okay, so while I'm waiting for more comments to come in, and I know they will, what could we do or how could we work with the energy of Kundalini or the snake? The obvious answer to me is meditate, meditate, meditate. But then I always say that because I just find that even when I think I don't have anything new to say or don't have anything to learn. This morning I did it. I just thought, is there anything this morning? Brain is a bit of a blank here. And I got my journal out and just thought, okay, let's just sit here with a pen. And I have my new journal this year is one with Rumi, beautiful Rumi quotes. And I just sat there and looked at one of the quotes. And then suddenly these ideas start to come to me. So when I meditate, even when I think I haven't got any connection or I think nothing is coming up, as soon as I can just, especially being a Libra, take my overthinking mind and quieten it down, then the intuition can come through. And then you suddenly realize where your focus should be today. And sometimes life just gives you little nudges. I mean, it can be simple things that a feather gets dropped on the path and you remember that actually to connect to your divinity. I was meditating with the Rumi diary this morning about people being like individual diamonds, and each one of us has, we are cut a different way, we have different facets, and when the light shines through us, we create our unique pattern in this world, and no other diamond is the same as you. And then I was thinking, gosh, some people are rather rough diamonds when you look at some of the world, and they are, but maybe that's not their fault, and they're still diamonds underneath. We still, you know, even no matter who has a divinity, they may not access it and the light may not be able to shine through, but everyone is still a diamond. And I think that will help me get through my day if I meet people who are challenging, but also just to remember that even if someone's pattern and light doesn't look like mine and I think, gosh, that's different, just to remember that they are a diamond and I'm simply looking at the reflection or refraction of their light in this world. And that helps me bridge the gap between our differences, because I think we really need to look at what unites us and not what divides us in this world. I think the algorithms of things like Facebook, I'm a great fan of Facebook for many things in that it's connected people and it's done me the world of good. I've made connections on Facebook, including you right now, that I could never have done when I was a younger woman. But with all inventions, there is a good and a bad side. And it does divide because, of course, with the algorithm, it shows you people who are like-minded to you. And therefore, you tend to think that everybody thinks like you do. And of course, the world ain't like that. So that's the downside of it. So I think we need to be mindful of looking and thinking that people are like diamonds. And just because the pattern they shed is not the same pattern as the one we shed, maybe we can find a way between those two things. I can just see some more comments coming in. So bear with me while I try and sort this out. Right, I think I've arrived at all comments. Okay. Tara, good morning. Tara's come into the room. And Catherine says, Imolc and Bridget's or Breed's blessings to you. That is, of course, this weekend. I've forgotten to mention that. Not only have we got a new moon in Aquarius and the Year of the Snake, it is Imolc this weekend. Imolc means in the belly. It is, and the goddess Bridget or Breed, her color is red, and it is the awakening of Earth. It's not quite spring, but it's the Earth is stirring inside. And you've got a picture of a lovely Imolc cross. I used to make those. I haven't made one this year. Perhaps I should. Yours is made with lovely lavender. So it's a day again to spend the weekend celebrating. Normally I would look for some recipes for Imolc. I've been very remiss today. I haven't done any messages for any recipes for you, but you can go and look them up, recipes for Imolc. I'm actually going to two events at the weekend, two very different ones. One's a sound ceremony and the other is a full-on Wheel of the Year ceremony for Imolc. And on both events I have been requested to turn up bringing food and myself and a drum and a flute, but it's the food. So maybe look at getting together with some friends and making some an Imolc food or Imolc blessing, a getting together, because to celebrate the fact that the earth is reawakening in the Northern Hemisphere into new beginnings and heading towards spring. So let me see where I am now. Okay, I've got 4 minutes left. I just want to do one more set of cards. So how can we make the most, angels, of this time of such new beginnings? It is Imolc. It is the year of the snake. It is a new moon in Aquarius. We are innovating. We are evolving. We are questioning what is authentic. Where do we put our focus, angels? That's a good question to ask the angels with this deck. And this is my angel tarot deck. And there they give me a card. Interestingly, what they give me is a fire card and the four of fire. I have lovely images of this in several decks. In this deck, of course, it comes with a dragon. And this dragon is all curled up very, very contentedly. And the four of fire is always about contentment and peace of mind, and quite often about abundance as well. It's a real hearth and home card. It's about a happy home life, a warm and comfortable and safe home life. And this dragon is curled up amid four staves, and it just looks so happy and comfortable. It's about the successful completion of a project as well. So maybe there's something that you have been doing that suddenly you find is coming to a closure with all these new beginnings. I certainly know that's been the case, as I said at the top of the show, amongst my friend circle, that some groups are finding a natural ending, that people have not got the time or energy to commit to them, or simply feel that what was intended has run its course. But then from that has splintered off other groups where somebody said, well, why don't we do that? I'd really like to try that out. Shall we try a monthly meeting on that? Or shall we put this event on or this concert? So from the endings of some becomes a new beginning. But I think what the angels are saying, looking into this card again, is as that evolution happens, as one thing comes to a natural conclusion and the ideas are coming forth with Imolc, spring, the nurturing, the coming awake of other ideas, we need to spend some time like that dragon, curled up comfortably in our hearth and our home, just taking some time before the year really gathers pace, just to nurture ourselves and enjoy our home life. And also, if something about your home, I'm doing this at the moment, I'm completely revamping my bedroom. If you feel you need a fresh energy, your bedroom or that place that is special to you in the home, if it needs a revamp, even if it's a lick of paint or just move the furniture around, it does not have to cost the earth. It's not even spring cleaning. It's more than that. It's reimagining is the word that they give me. Where in your life do you need to reimagine something, to refresh it, to innovate it? Again, this word they keep bringing me back to with Aquarius and the snake shedding its skin is innovation, evolution, authenticity. What feels right? Surround yourself with that in every possible way that you can. And I can see I'm down to my very last minute in the show. I can see more people coming into the Facebook chat room, which sadly I don't think I've got time to get in there. But oh, you guys, I so appreciate the fact you come and join me every week. You are an absolute treasure. You really are. If you want a one-on-one reading with me over the Imolc period, you're going to find me on 12listen.com. If you can't find me live, then you'll find me via my email-based services, which are available 24/7. So there you go. That's the end of my last show in January. Thank you so much for joining me. Stay with 12 Radio. There are fabulous shows on the way, and I will see you as February begins next week at the same time. Lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye for now.